The University of Education, Winneba, says they are not to be blamed for the death of the students. Its Deputy Registrar Steve Kamasa said the student was counseled before the results were released. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Ms. Akdalit is for releasing results to students to avert any future occurrence.
He was invited to the academic affairs session for a discussion, and that was where it was disclosed to him that he had. Yeah, and you know, the students also know, they know themselves. They have their own results in their portal. So you can track your results and know that you are either you are performing or you are not performing. So I don't think the university had been very harsh to such a person.
Was he counseled on this, if his results were that bad?
Yes, every student has an academic counselor on campus. Every student has been assigned to an academic counselor. So if your results are getting bad, it is your duty to see your academic counselor or see any other lecturer who is involved to find out how you can remedy yourself.
But is there any way the university could review the mode of releasing or disclosing such results to students in order not to be compelled to resort to suicide?
Yeah, I think we shall take steps to review, our present mode of disclosing results to students. But I thought if your name is pasted on the notice board, that contact the academic affairs session for a discussion. I think it's in the right direction. And when you go, they declare your results for you, which you yourself you are aware. Maybe if you have not consulted your student handbook, but we should also, know that at the orientation for fresh students, these things tell students how to calculate your GPA, to know that you are, at a very, not at, at a very low point, but even if you are getting a first class, you are also, you also know yourself.
Deputy Registrar at the University of Education, Winneba, Steve Kamasa. The second clinical psychologist, Mrs. Mabel Otibwedi, has called on the counseling units at the various universities to reach out to students in solving problems confronting them rather than adopt a sit-and-wait attitude. He says some students are shy of counseling because of the perception that counseling is for those with mental problems. Mrs. Otibwedu was speaking to Radio Ghana a day after a level 200 students from the University of Education, Winneba, committed suicide for failing three papers.
More often than not, we put a lot of pressure on students to get very good grades, very high grades in terms of first classes and so on. And then that could trigger some of these things because it's not every student who is carved out to be a first class student. And so when it happens that way, some of them are not able to handle the situation very well because they cannot face their family. They don't do well, they cannot face the world. And so the only thing that comes to mind is that, well, if I cannot do this, then it means that I have to die. When I'm dead, then everything would be ended.
Can we also fault the university's approach of disclosing this information to the student as a contributing factor?
Yeah, I think the students, as the registrar was saying, if the university has its own way of disclosing results to students, the students' portal and so on. But I think when it comes to students failing their courses, as you said, there are counseling centers on many of our university campuses. And then they are there to help students handle some of these things. But you see, it's not every student who would be able to go to the counseling unit for help. I think rather the counseling unit should reach out to the students, tell them what they can do for them. Because, you see, there's even a stigma attached to going for these services. A lot of people think that as soon as you head towards the counseling unit, that means that you're having a mental issue and so on. Many of them do not even know that you can be helped on how to study, how to do your timetable and so on. And so if we can help our students, especially when it comes to trailing their courses, then we have to reach out to them. instead of waiting for them to come to us. That is what should be done.
Clinical psychologist and lecturer at the Ghana Technology University, Mrs. Mabel Otibuedi.